Welcome to Lockerham, and welcome everyone to the 38th episode of the PRT podcast.
Hey Sandy, lovely to be back.
How are you doing? It's been a while. Can't believe it's fall.
It is autumn already. I can't believe we've had the final fireworks. It's nice to be at the start of a new season though.
Yeah, this is one of my favourite seasons coming up. Just I like the DIYs and I like getting the materials.
Oh, have you been out shaking trees already?
Yes, I have. Shaking trees. And I'm looking forward to the maple leaves as well. That's still a wee while, but I hated shaking trees last year because it's just the amount of branches that go out it, but I don't mind it this year. It feels like I've not done anything just like simple. Like I think we spoke about it, just going back to going fishing and bug catching, just like for no reason other than just to do it.
Yeah.
It's been nice going back and just shaking trees.
Did I tell you that the first tree I shook, a wasp's nest fell out and stung me?
Did you not have a party popper? I think that's a good thing to have. Rather than having a net.
Yeah, I didn't have one ready.
I'll just...
My reactions are too slow to be able to do that.
If you got them in your hand, you should try it.
It's a good tip. Yeah, I like it. I couldn't believe it when you said that was a thing. I can't believe it still, that we're still learning things.
I always find that we're still, even in previous games, it was always the same. I probably still don't know all the things about previous games. I've still find something new.
Yeah, autumn is a good Animal Crossing season. I see that you've got the little acorn guy out on our set today. What's it called? A balancing toy, is it?
Balancing toy, yeah. I never placed it. I think I might have placed it last year just randomly somewhere, but I just thought I'd use them because it's one of the seasonal DIYs and it's in my storage and that's just about full again, so I'll take anything out.
And I like your autumn get-up. You've got your Argyle sweater on from our friend May.
Yeah. Yeah, you're saying autumn. I've had this year round. I did plan to change them out, but I do like them and I never ended up doing that. But everybody looks great in them.
Yeah.
Like they always seem to pick the ones that will match them.
Whose colours are they? It's kind of yellow and orange, kind of mustardy.
Oh my goodness. Who is it?
Joey?
Oh, no, I'm going to need to look. No. Bo.
Oh. Nice.
So,
Sorry that I didn't get changed for today. I've got these.
Oh yeah, you're in your ketchup gear. You've got a ketchup hat on and t-shirt with ketchup on it.
Yeah, I love this t-shirt.
It's so cute.
I got a very nice compliment from Mary about this t-shirt with ketchup's little cartoon face on and ketchup hat and glasses that ketchup gave me. I've just been wearing this for like the last 2 weeks.
That's cute though.
Not bothering to change.
Did they give you the glasses like, oh, because it went with your outfit? You know, one of those? Because they actually do go with your outfit for a change.
Yeah, they do. No, she sent me them in the post. A little note.
Ah, nice. I actually got a gift from Blair in the post and it was something about needing to wash away stress. And she sent me something that I would find refreshing, and it was a cucumber pack, which I thought was quite nice. So she obviously wanted me to have a relaxing
nice
spa day.
Yeah, I thought it was going to be like a whirlpool bath or something then, but
no. So I went to Harge because I haven't really played, like, and I haven't really, although I have got plans to do some remodeling, but I just didn't have the time. But I just went to Harge and I took Blair to the spa.
Oh, that's so cute.
So we've got our cucumber packs. Well, I've got my cucumber pack on.
Can they wear those? I don't think they can.
No,
they?
I did try.
Oh, that's lovely.
That would have been cute. I know. I still haven't got any more pictures though, even though I've been, well, when I was in the Harvest, I just went to the cafe as well to hang out because it just felt like I hadn't, when I played the other day, it was like everybody was saying like, oh, I was wondering where you were, or it's been a while, or you're talking to me now.
Oh, they missed you.
So I felt bad. So we all went to the cafe. Yeah.
I played with a few of my secondary characters over the last couple of days just to like collect all the mail and stamp out the cockroaches and check, you know, check the houses and whatnot. And one of them was like, "Where have you been? I haven't seen you for 6 months." I was like, "What? Six? This game hasn't been out for 6 months, is it?" That was quite a shock.
That's funny.
Going through all that old post for all the other characters.
Oh, well, 6 months worth.
It just made me think, why can't you unsubscribe from the Happy Home Academy newsletter?
Oh, that'd be so good. And the Bank of Nook.
At least the Bank of Nook gives you money.
Yeah.
He's looking at like dozens and dozens of these like Happy Home critiques of your house. They're just the same every week. It'd be nice if you could opt out of being judged.
So I did try to catch some bugs at the end of the summer, but that was a big epic fail. I never get any of the bugs that I needed. How about you?
Oh, I didn't either. No.
You had a lot more to get though. Did you get at least some during the bug off?
No.
Because it was the last bug. Anyway, it wasn't the last bug off. It was a bug off.
I didn't get any new ones for ages. I think I got a few at the start of summer, but I didn't exactly make the concerted effort that I said I would though.
I went to some islands. I chopped down all the trees, like the plane trees, and tried to leave the palm trees for some of the bugs, because I wanted to make some models as well. I've donated like maybe one to the museum, but not caught any other ones. So I need to find a southern hemisphere friend at the winter. Although I don't know if you can catch every single bug there. I'm not sure.
You really have to apply yourself to be able to get them all, I think. And like research what ones are available at what time of day.
Yeah, you know. I think I said to you before about that little app. That's the one I use, and it tells you.
Oh yeah, that's true. Yeah.
Everything.
Yeah.
But I'm so close. But then I think maybe I'm holding off as well, definitely completing it, because then I'm like, oh, that's it. That's it done. Like, what else have I to complete? Like for the museum wise.
Yeah, you still have to complete your mission of meeting the other 300
old villagers.
320 villagers you haven't met yet.
Oh my goodness.
How many photos are you up to now? Got more than 50?
I don't think I've gotten. It's more than 50, yeah. How many did I say the other week?
So you still got a good 300 and something ish. Oh,
yeah, over 300
villagers
still
to meet. So any new ones since we last met?
No new ones, because I've not played as much. I've only been gifted a couple of them, but I've just been getting hula tops. Well, that was obviously like the last season, but I got a spider web tee today. Obviously, then it's changing into autumn. But no new villagers, no movement, no campsite visitors.
That's really unusual for Lockrum.
Yeah. I am behind a couple of days still, so it's actually Saturday, so I might actually get one and then catch up a couple of days.
Normally when we would be meeting weekly, every week it would be like, I had a new camper and I invited them and so moved out.
Yeah, I've got a few villagers that I've got their photo, so it's not like a case of like I've nobody that wants that I can pass by. I've just not had the opportunity yet, so... I'm assuming by next week I'll have a new villager.
Did you see my new addition?
No. Who's your new addition?
I had Mary come and visit at the campsite.
Aww.
Yeah, she was really cool. I played the game a few times with her and she picked Apple. And I thought that was a good swap. A peppy for a peppy.
Yeah.
I think three would have been too many. Yeah. Mary moved in.
How many cats do you have now?
Three cats.
Three.
Pearl, Lolly, and now Mary. don't, like, my pocket camp is just full of, like, all the peppy cats. Because at one stage, I was playing pocket camp and I was talking to them all, and they all, I think I had 6 different peppies because they all greeted me with the same, like, saying. I was like, I don't think I can handle having 6 peppies. I think I might need to shake up my visitors today. But they are, I love the peppies, they're great. And the cats are amazing.
Oh, there's so many good peppy cats.
But I love Mary's little bow. And she's got such a cute, she wears the dreamy sweater with, like, all the...
Oh, is that her default? Oh, cool.
Yeah, so she's really, really cute.
What's her house like?
Her house is... I don't know if I've been in her house, you know.
I don't think I've met Mary.
It's really fancy from the outside. It's got like a really ornate door, which I noticed when she moved in, when she built it. And I went in and visited when she was unpacking. Do you know what? I don't think I've been in there yet. I'll try and pop in and show off some photos.
Oh, wow. It's not... Sorry, I had to Google it, or get a researcher to Google it. I should get a lovely door. It's not what I was expecting inside.
Tell me, what's it like inside?
So it's got that, I think it's red, it looks orange in the picture, the beaded wall. So it's like a white wooden panelled wall with, like, the beads draping all around it.
Right.
And the orange tiled, I don't even know what flooring that is. It's like a groovy tile or something like that. And
I've seen the flooring.
Some.
It's like a kind of 70s floor, isn't it?
Yeah, yeah, that's exactly what it's like. And then it's got the white kitchen unit. You know, the one with the hob and the basin, and it's black and white.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, and some just system some basic kitchen furniture. Yeah, system kitchen, yeah, and a washing machine.
Oh, well, a washing machine. There you go. She's the only villager with a washing machine, then, apart from Isabel.
Is she? Oh, you're going to need to make her wee garden a wee laundrette. Oh. No, that's what I would do, just because...
So all the villagers can drop off their laundry to her.
Yep.
She would do it. She seems really helpful.
Yeah, I'm sure she would like everybody to be walking around in their best for when all the paparazzi come to see her.
Absolutely, yeah.
I don't know, is she a singing superstar or pop star?
She is, yeah. She's a space pop peppy. So she's always telling me about the moon. Yeah. She's cute, she's fitting right in. And I think last time we met, we had just had Ursula move in. She was maybe moving in that day. She's settling in really nicely and she's such a treat to have around. She, like, almost immediately she had Lolly over for a little gathering. Although what she said was really weird. She was like, oh, it's like a crazy party in here. I never thought I'd have a crew like this back together after all these years.
That's so cute. Oh.
As if Lolly and I were, like, you know, a real troublemaking pair, but Lolly was just sitting at the table, like, reading a book or something. It's the most low-key party ever. It was funny. I do really like Ursula, though. And I must say, she's impeccably dressed from her previous resident rep.
So where did she come from again?
From Peridot.
Peridot. I seen the pictures of Megan. I think that's the only pictures I've caught for this week.
Oh, Megan doing her science experiments.
Yeah, that was so cute.
That's lovely.
I think I said a bit cute so many times this already.
Oh, she is, though. She was investigating that flower for, I don't know, a good hour. I was kind of worried while I was sort of taking pictures. I was like, oh, she's going to, as soon as I get the camera out, she's going to pack up and go. But no, she was there for literally hours taking with her little book, checking out the plant. Just the best facial expressions too, right?
Yeah.
Wow, so I can't believe you haven't had any movement. I got Ketchup's photo. Did I say that?
No, you haven't?
No, yeah, I got Ketchup's photo.
So what did you give her to get that? Or is it just like fruit?
I don't know. Probably just some fruit. I have been giving her cute things. Because I feel like she's a keeper, so I'm quite happy to fill her house up with stuff. But I think I just gave her some fruit that time. Really nice to get a photo.
Does that mean you're going to give her up someday? No. Soon?
No, she's a keeper. I'm a bit of a fan of Ketchup, in case you couldn't tell by the way I'm dressed and the way that I talk about her all the time.
I've never guessed. So just before we started here, you were saying about you were doing some island work.
Oh, just while I was waiting for you to open up, I just thought, oh, I'll get the island designer app on and start filling in that river. Like loads of times over the last couple of weeks, people have just been sat in the way and you have to go all the way down to the beach to get around them. I know that, you know, it was a flawed project from the moment I did it. It was full of compromises, and I think I said to you as soon as I'd done it that I didn't like it. But I think I said that I wanted to finish the whole island before I changed it. But I just really didn't enjoy having it the way it was, with the big kind of canal sort of thing up through the middle. I liked all the bridges and stuff like that, but yeah, it just didn't work at all for me. I just started filling that in while I was waiting to come over.
Oh, so what have you got planned now instead? Or do you not? Do you just don't want that river?
Well, I'm going to keep it as it is, but filled in and like paved over. So I'm going to put some of the kind of nice official island designer bricks down. Nice. So it kind of looks like a, you know, like a pedestrianised kind of...
Yeah, resident area.
Plaza or something.
You're going to add more trees, like a tree line?
Yeah, some trees. Make it more kind of like a bit of a park, a bit of a sort of cosmopolitan kind of cafe tables, that kind of thing.
Nice.
Just to see if I could encourage the guys to sort of hang out together around their houses and stuff a bit more. Maybe give their gardens a little bit more space as well if I can.
Yeah, and if it connects well to your library area as well, if it's more connected, that's obviously an area that can be used.
Absolutely, yeah. And then that kind of opens it right out into the main plaza, doesn't it?
Yep.
And the shops are right there. So it'd be nice to have a bit more of a feeling of space.
Yeah, I was considering moving my shops away from the resident areas, but now that you were talking about that there, I don't know if they'll get as much. No, I think they still moved around when I had the shops over in front of the plaza. I was thinking about moving them nearer the museum and moving my orchard across a bit, but I'm not sure how that would work out space-wise. So.
Okay. Where's the museum right now?
The museum is behind the plaza to the resident services to the left.
Okay. Because aesthetically, the way you have the shops is really beautiful. It looks really great where they are, just over the little bridge.
Yeah. Just because I feel it's really cramped here, but I don't know.
Yeah, they are quite close together.
Because one of your friends on the Discord had mentioned, I think they don't do an orchard like at this time of year, which kind of makes sense because you wouldn't be harvesting like fruit at this time of year, and it's obviously more pumpkins. So I might just get ready or downsize it even more, just have it, because I still want to have it, at least one of each fruit on the island, just to have.
I'm running out of fruit. I should grow some more.
Well, I've just been, well, not that I've been visiting much, but I'm going to make it a mission now. Like if I do go to someone's island, even if it's for a trade, I'm just going to put in a condition. I don't even want payment. I just want to visit your shop and I'll just buy whatever their native fruit is in bulk for gifts.
You were telling me off for buying shop bought fruit not so long ago.
Yeah, well, desperate times call for desperate measures. If I'm going to get through all these villagers, I need a bit more fruit.
Oh, I'm glad I got you some shop-bought fruit before coming over.
Although, I know, yours are hand-picked. The ones I gift you are hand-picked.
Oh, I just got yours from Nooks before visiting.
No, I'm kidding on. I did buy them.
Oh, what?
I've just not time. Time is money.
Anyway, autumn is the best time of year for apples and pears. It's just starting to be the season now.
Yeah. Well, I've got more apple trees than anything because my native fruit is apple. Mm. So I usually have them dotted around because before I never had any apples, but I would like there to be some representation of apples around just so that's like...
Yeah, it's identity. Town, yeah, nice identity, like, isn't it?
Wilbur calls it.
Mm. Well, if what you predicted last episode is right, we might have some durian trees coming soon.
Oh, that'd be nice to have some new fruit.
It would be nice to have some new fruit, yeah.
It would be such a simple addition, but I think it would be really good.
There were loads of new leaf, right? There was, you could get mangoes, lemons,
yeah.
Durian.
Lychees.
Oh, yeah, lychee. And you could get, bananas on the beach as well, couldn't you?
Bananas, yeah. I was just about to say coconuts, but no, it was bananas because we still get coconuts.
Yeah, you could have two. I think you could just have two on the beach.
That'd have been so good. Yeah. I'd just be like constantly giving like any like gorillas bananas and some... No, I can't, don't get carrots. Oh, imagine you could get carrots. I'd be giving them rabbits, although I don't think they're actually quite good for rabbits, but... Because I don't know if all that fruit is healthy for some of my villagers.
That's true, but then when they talk about the things that they cook, it's probably healthier than the brownies that they're making and the...
I'm thinking too much into it now, but I wish I could just go and catch my tabby, like a big tuna, like, here you go, tabby. I'm sure she would appreciate that more.
How's Tabby doing?
Oh, she's been good. She's been singing along. I just find her always just singing. Like, she says she's this big like pop star and all that, but I think she just does it for herself as well because she'd anywhere in Ireland, she's just having a ball herself.
Amazing.
Although I did find Sheldon singing yesterday.
Oh, that's cute. You said that before that you found him.
He was in the main plaza this time and he was just like in the... Nobody was around. I think it must have been quite late. I can't remember what he was singing. It's a really good song though.
Maybe he's shy and he's just out there.
I'll need to share that video because that was cute.
Oh. Yeah, I haven't seen my lot getting up to anything. I think I caught Shari playing the piano out of the corner of my eye the other day. And Pearl says that she just won a breakdancing competition, but I mean, I see no evidence of her having done any breakdancing. She doesn't really seem the type. But she assures me that she did very well in the competition.
Yeah, that was a bit my excitement for this week, was watching Sheldon.
That's great. I love it when they kind of do things that seem a bit out of character. Like... May shared a picture of Humphrey doing some zoomies and he just had look of complete and utter joy on his face. And it was really, he's such a little tiny grump that was really amazing.
It was nice to see.
Oh, I think I shared a video of Biscuit doing some singing and that's quite out of character, and that's always quite nice. Nice to see him doing something, because he's normally just does some zoomies. That's about it.
Yeah.
Does zoomies, talks about snacks.
You just mentioned Biscuit there, and I just got to thinking, your island is getting quite small for, I mean, like, your opportunities for new villagers.
Yeah, I know.
So now you've got Ketchup, Biscuit, Shari, Poppy, Lolly. Who else?
I would say that they are my ones that I don't want to move very much. And that's it.
Yeah.
Shari for sure, because she was my moving in buddy. Biscuit, because he's my bestie. Poppy and Lolly. See, Lolly was not a decision like, oh, this is Lolly's a dreamy and I want to keep her forever. She was just one that I can't bear the thought of letting her go.
Yeah.
So though I'm not against the idea in principle, in practice, I can't bring myself to do it. But yeah, now Ketchup as well, you're right. But that's five. So there's like five spots that can change and five spots that are more permanent.
Yeah. Do you have any amiibos for you, or you got all of them? Obviously, you don't want to get rid of Shari and Biscuit because they're obviously like quite long-term residents, but would you consider giving up maybe Lolly and Ketchup and just getting them back?
Lolly was an amiibo. Lolly did get amiiboed in. She was a gift. So yeah, I'd potentially do that. I'm not as attached to the idea of some of, you know, her moving and coming back, but Shari and Biscuit have both moved out and back in since the start of the game. But it is the same Biscuit and the same Shari.
Oh, that's
they good. Just went.
Oh, it's like they're going on like a wee holiday.
Yeah, they went on holiday so they could come back and move in with their proper houses.
Yeah.
I think it would be different if I were to. I don't think I would want to let them go and move them back in as an amiibo and then have them be different characters.
Right. Yeah. So would you want a holiday home?
I just don't think I would want to let those guys go again. But then I do often think about just starting a new island. So, I don't know. Who knows? It's really tempting to think of starting from scratch.
Yeah, I think it would be good, though, just to experience everything again. And you obviously can go through a bit quicker. You know a bit more about the game. You probably get more help. So all the things that maybe were a bit of are boring maybe at the start, but you don't have to go through all that, because I just remember trying to mine for materials because I just wanted my nooks and ables and stuff like that.
Yeah, maybe you've romanticised that early game a little bit, and actually that stuff would be really annoying. Don't you have to get like stone, and you can only get so much stone, or is it iron?
Iron, it's iron. So I think you have to go to Nook Mile Islands as well. That's where I went to to get some more materials. But then I think nooks, you're not going to get nooks with 30 until like 30 days playing.
No, it's surely much quicker than that, wasn't it?
To get the upgrade.
Right.
Not nooks, right, the upgrade. I meant like the proper nooks, cranny.
Okay, I see what you mean.
Obviously more stuff, because you couldn't buy certain things in the...
That's right,
one, is that right?
Well, yeah, it had a
limited selection.
Yeah, you get more spots in the new one for the bigger items, don't you? And you get the more spots in the cabinet as well for different things.
Yeah. But I just like the look of the Nook's Cranny, the first one.
Yeah.
Especially for an island.
Yeah.
But again, I've got other things on the island, so you've got like a full-blown museum, so... I think you would have like a fancy shop.
Yeah, I don't think I would ever erase my island and start from scratch. But I do think about it quite often. I think I like the idea, but actually it would be a struggle.
I don't know how people could do it before, like even in previous games where you couldn't actually have like another, unless you had another game, and they would just be like, have changed their island so many times, and a lot of people do it in this New Horizons as well. I just couldn't imagine putting all that work in and then just erasing it.
Oh, there was one bit of island gossip this week that I wanted to share. You know, I said I was going back and playing with my other characters and kind of, you know, going around and talking to the villagers. Lolly told Isabel that once upon a time she'd spent 50,000 bells on a ballpoint pen. Well, obviously, that was my reaction too, just a stunned silence.
Yeah. So, did she bite for red?
Like, yeah, what was
What was the rest of the story?
Just that she was well into stationery and that she spent 50,000 bells on a ballpoint pen.
Wow.
Just a lot of bells.
And she never contributed to one bridge, but she could spend £50,000 in a pen.
Exactly.
Maybe that's why they don't contribute, because they're buying ballpoint pens, a Graham Miffy's diamond encrusted net.
Yeah, absolutely.
Tools. Or was it fishing or fishing rod? Because I got my fishing rod, yeah. I got my golden fishing rod, I think.
They're just extravagant cash splashes.
Yeah, just living the life, island life.
Yeah. No wonder Red keeps coming back, because I haven't bought anything from him for months.
Yeah.
I don't even look for him anymore. He must have made a fortune out of me at the raffle, though.
Oh my God. The last fireworks, I was trying to hoard, and I just gave up. I was not getting any food items. It was just all sparklers.
I know, right? And I said, I'm sure that we'll have those drinks in the cabinet by now, but they're still not there.
See, that's kind of good though, because I'm hoping that means that we're going to get them some other way.
Well, I hope you're right, but I'm not holding my breath.
But I'm holding my breath. I'm hoping soon.
So what do we think's coming up in the next few weeks? We've got acorns and pine.
Just some
cones.
New. I think there's new DIYs coming, isn't there?
So we've got the Halloween DIYs. When did they come out last year? Is that the start of October?
I'm sure because I feel like Halloween was going on forever. I loved it, mind you. I'm not complaining about that aspect, but yeah, I think it's the start of October.
If I remember rightly, we got face painting at the start of October, and then the DIY started because we were getting into like full Halloween swing for the whole month of October.
Yeah.
So September, I guess, we're just kind of like acorn and pine cone kind of stuff.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to having all the new clothes. I've probably already got them for last year, but I think I cleared out all my winter clothes, so maybe getting back into Abel's for all the new seasonal clothes and items.
One of my secondary characters has got loads of those things in storage still, which I was quite excited about, but I'm gonna need to clear out some of my main character storage before I bring that stuff out. But I do have a few winter bits and pieces, or autumn. I'm not really thinking about autumn because it's still so hot in real life. That's why I've got my ketchup t-shirt on.
I think this is not in sync with my life as well. It's all quite warm. That's what I was thinking the other day as well with the fireworks. To me, that would be more September, because it's a wee bit darker, like, well, in real life. Because August is still quite light, and I wouldn't be able to see fireworks till like 9, 10 at night here.
I'll miss the Animal Crossing fireworks, but the wearing the cute autumn jumpers is very nice as well. Seeing the villagers in their cute little autumn get up is very, very cute.
Yeah, I'm just looking forward to the leaves turning as well. That's later on this month, isn't it?
Yeah, I thought that things looked a little bit different on the 1st of September, but then
I think it changes very, very gradually.
Yeah, I wasn't sure if the grass looked a little different.
Like, the grass right now is definitely different, and I think the trees and bushes will gradually... I suppose it'll probably be when the hibiscus go away.
Right.
I need to have a wee look calendar for that and change some. I need two tea bushes. I think that's the next one.
I can't keep up with my bushes. I'm too lazy to keep, despite the good tips of growing them up in advance.
Yeah, I just think they just make areas just look. They just finish off certain areas.
They're great.
Well.
Yeah, they are really great. I like them. I just can't keep up with the flowering. Did I tell you that I got an azalea in real life?
Oh, did you?
Yeah, nice. It's really nice. It will probably be next year that it flowers for the first time, but...
Yeah.
It's really nice. It's more like a little tree than a kind of round, shrubby bush, though.
Yeah, I think Animal Crossing has definitely been educational for me. I know, like, more flowers and more animal life, like bug life, than what I would if I hadn't played. I think we touched on it before. Like, it seems like when she sees something, oh, that's an Animal Crossing, but no, it's always been there. You just know it now.
Oh, I love your little puppers there. Did you get another plushie in the mail recently?
No, I haven't had any in the mail yet.
Maybe I've just picked one up from one of my other characters then, because I definitely...
My set other characters seem to get their mail before me. Like, from Mum, like, they'll get it on the first of the month, and then I don't get it till after. But I don't know if maybe I need to go and pick up theirs. I've not been to my second characters. I'll need to do that. Maybe do that after. Clean their mailboxes out.
I wonder if it makes a difference as to when you started the game, because you get... Do you get some money to start the game from the Mum?
Oh, I don't know. I don't think it's...
Yeah, I think you get money at the start, don't you?
Do you? I can't remember.
Well, I definitely picked up a new plushie from somewhere, but I maybe wasn't paying attention enough.
No, this is the one that's been on original state for since it was on the beach. I think you had gifted me it.
It's amazing what I end up with in my pockets. Like, I'll find things in my pockets that I'm like, oh, I thought I posted that to someone 2 weeks ago. And I've been carrying around, what was this again? You know, like a little, like it's a lost bag that carrying around. Because you can't, like, put it in your storage. I've just been carrying that around for ages.
You not put it in your bin that you can also carry around?
Oh, I feel bad about putting it in the bin. And also, I've been carrying around this baby panda for... about 2 months now, because one of the villagers sent me this really cute little letter that was like, oh, you should have this baby panda to help you sleep. I think they just called it like a cuddly toy. They're like, here, have this cuddly, it'll help you sleep at night. And I thought it was really sweet. I just can't bring myself to like throw it away or get rid of it. So it's just been in my pocket.
Why do you put it next to your bed?
I don't have a bed.
I don't know. Maybe you should.
I'm not going to build a whole a whole bedroom just to put it down.
Or you could just have a wee, like, relaxing nook somewhere and have a Luna's bed there.
Yeah, I could, couldn't I?
For dreaming.
Yeah, I could do that. Normally, I don't, like, have any qualms about throwing away stuff that the villagers give me. Like, I think it's really sweet that they send you letters and give you gifts in exchange every day, and I really appreciate getting all the variations that they give you, the different colors and things, but I do just mostly throw them in the bin because I don't have room for them in my storage. But for some reason I couldn't bring myself to get rid of that.
Well, I think that's about it from my locker room news.
Are we all caught up on our gossip, are we?
Yeah, I think so. What about you?
Yeah, I think so. I think so.
Well, there's no new villagers for you to visit after, but I'm sure the old ones will appreciate a hello.
Yeah, I should come and say hello to some people. Say hi to Barold.
Ones have been neglected by me.
Well, thanks for inviting me over anyway, and it's always good to catch up. And thanks everyone who's listened and watched along with us this week. Always appreciated. And if any of you want to carry on chatting, then come and find us. We are everywhere on the internet that you can imagine.
Thanks for listening, everyone. Bye. Bye, Luke.
Bye, Sandy.